This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio. It's nice to have you with us once again. Well, in fact, actually, this is the second show that we've done this week because Thursday night from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Time in North America, which is 2 to 4 hours UTC, we did a special live 2-hour broadcast on 9,955 kilohertz for listeners in North America and the Caribbean. We did this to coincide with the final broadcast of Radio Nederland in English. They were, by the way, at the same time as we were, but we were a little bit different. We have featured some classic shows from Radio Nederland, some music. We had a couple of special guests. It was really a lot of fun. Now, in case you didn't know anything about it, and in case you missed it, you'll be able to find it at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. The whole show is there, the full 120 minutes, which was live, so do go and check it out. Now, I know some of you are going to be saying, do we plan to do that again? Well, let's see how this one turned out. If the response was big enough, we will definitely be doing another one in the future. So check it out at the website, pcjmedia.com. All right, let's begin right away with Céline Dion and Because You Love Me.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all.
Céline Dion. And Because You Love Me, beginning today's edition of Happy Station, the last show for the month of June. And hopefully you enjoyed that. All right. You're listening to PCJ Radio's Happy Station show. And as I mentioned, we did a special live two-hour edition this past week on Thursday night, Eastern Time in North America, from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. Now, some people were asking me beforehand, you know, because not all of you are able to hear it, especially if you're in the Pacific, Southeast Asia, or in Europe, unless you listen to the live stream of the program going out. There was material that we used in the show, and somebody was asking, do we plan to use any of that material in the regular program? Actually, we do. You know, we had some fascinating features, like we had a tribute to the one and only Pete Myers, who hosted this program for 1 year, between Tom Meyer and Jonathan Gruber. We had a special guest on the show. Well, a few special guests. Jorge Garcia Rangel in Venezuela, Victor Gunatelica, and Bob Zanotti. We also had some music, well, music that was recorded at Radio Netherlands, a number of songs by Tom Meyer, and a feature that we have a lot of people actually wanted to hear again, and it was a collection of very well-known and maybe not so well-known shows from Radio Netherlands from the 1950s and 60s. So yes, on future editions of the program, we will be bringing you all of that stuff. Somebody suggested that this week for the one-hour general edition of this program that we should air it, and I thought, well, you know what, let's hold off a little bit. Let's hold off a little bit, because during the month of August, I'm going to be doing some traveling, so we can bring you those features then. You know, with the emergency backup shows. Because just to let you know, technically, well, I shouldn't say technically, we always do prepare a new show every week. We do have some shows that are on the shelf, ready to go in case of emergencies. Like this past winter, I lost my voice and I had the flu for a week, so I couldn't do anything. Well, I mean, I could have, but I would have been like, oh, I don't have any energy, you know, it wouldn't have sounded good. So in the month of August, we will be bringing you some of those programs. This week, while I was checking out Facebook, I came across somebody who's an Elvis Presley fan, and he's actually one of my friends, and I don't know exactly how I met him. I think it may have been through somebody else. But he's also on the PCJ Radio Media Facebook page. He's an Elvis Presley fan. And we're exchanging some Elvis Presley stuff. I'm sending him a couple of vinyl recordings, special reissues that came out when they released Elvis's number one hits. And he's also sending something in return. So let's now have a little bit of Elvis Presley from an album which I believe, I may be mistaken, is his first LP. Here he is with Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Make some noise with the pot and pan. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. Cause what I work, the faster my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 In the seafood store, like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store. When I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. Cause the harder I work, the faster my money go. Well, shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, rattle and roll.
Elvis Presley, Shake, Rattle and Roll, right here on your program, Happy Station. Well, last weekend, another show, or rather another station, left the airwaves, and that was Radio Canada International, after 67 years on the air. Their budget went from $12.3 million to $2.3 million, which leads me wonder, why even keep the station at all? All programming has been cut. It's going to be an online service. Of yet, we still don't know what kind of online service. There were some strange things, though, that did happen the week before they went off and right after. Now, normally, shows would be uploaded after the first transmission. In this case, they were uploaded, in some cases, before. And on Sunday, they were supposed to air the final edition of Maple Leaf Mailbag, which is normally hosted by Ian Jones, but Ian is away on medical leave, so it was hosted by Terry Haig. So I tuned in the evening here in Southeast Asia on 11,675 kilohertz. And I couldn't believe what I heard. In the first 15 minutes, I realized there was something wrong. There was definitely something wrong. So I sent a message to a couple of friends of mine, said to them, can you listen on this frequency right now and tell me if you hear the same thing that I do? Basically, what had happened was the final edition of Maple Leaf Mailbag was supposed to air on Sunday. They didn't do that. Instead, they broadcast a show that was from the 17th of June. Repeated. Now, many things, of course, can happen. In radio stations, you know, occasionally there are mishaps in master control. That happens. So, yes, if it went out one time by mistake, repeating a show, that could happen. But the same thing happened to all other transmissions of Maple Leaf Mailbag. Because Terry Haig was saying, well, right now, and we'll get your letter in for next week. Well, next week would be the 30th. That would be the 1st of July, tomorrow. And that didn't happen. So a lot of people, including myself, are wondering, okay, what happened? Was it an honest mistake? Did Terry Haig record a show, and then the upper management at the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, who cut RCI's budget, decide not to air the show? Or was a final show ever recorded? Very mysterious. Very, very strange. And you think about a station, 67 years of history, gone. Just gone. All programming ceased. There is something that I remember listening to many years ago on RCI. This is before Maple Leaf Mailbag. I think maybe the show either had the same name or it was a different name. I can't remember right now. But it was presented by Ian McFarland. And Ian played a song on the show that was a listener. His name is Hans Bratek. He's from Germany. He's passed away many years ago. And he was famous for taking popular English and French songs and either rewriting the lyric, because if you're going to do a song in another language, it's not merely just translating. Sometimes you have to completely rewrite it. And he was very popular in Germany. Many famous German singers did many of his songs. And he was a listener of Radio Canada International. He had sent Ian an album, double album, with a collection of songs that he had translated, all songs that were big hits in Germany. Singers like Roy Black, Katerina Valente, many, many, many others. And the song that Ian played on the show was originally a song made famous by Bob Dylan. Well, it was composed by Bob Dylan, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and many, many others. It was a folk song called Blowing in the Wind. Now, if you don't know that song, you're definitely living on another planet. The version that Ian played on the mailbag program on Radio Canada International was by Marlene Dietrich. And it was called The Antok Meine Freund Leis Ganselein de Wind, Marlene Dietrich. And this week, as I was preparing this show, I thought about that song again. And I thought, why not dig it up and play it today? Now, I don't have the German version of Marlene Dietrich singing that song. Instead, I will play for you the version she recorded in English. I'm playing it in English, so those of you listening right now can listen to the lyric. Listen carefully and think how sad it is that Radio Canada International has left the airwaves.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it's washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they allow to be free. How many times can a man turn his head, pretending he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind.
Marlene Dietrich, with an arrangement and orchestrations by Burt Bacharach, with the Bob Dylan song Blowing in the Wind. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And of course, check us out online. Our website is www.pcjmedia.com, and you can listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, including shows like Media Network Plus, Focus Asia Pacific, Nash Holos, The Stuff File, The Kelly Alexander Show, Classic Media Network, Switzerland in Sound, and other special programs that we have. One of the most covered songs of all time. Do you know what it is? No. You might be very surprised, but this was a song that was even covered by Mae West. The song is called Light My Fire, that was originally made famous by The Doors. We're going to listen to a version now from a group from the United Kingdom called the Mike Flowers Pops.
I would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, babe, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Yeah, come on, baby, light my fire. Let's try to set the night on fire. Time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in your mire. Try, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Yeah, come on, baby, light my fire. Let's try to set the night on fire.
Mike Flowers Pop, doing a sort of a lounge, easy listening version of a song made popular. It was also composed by them, The Doors, Light My Fire. One singer who is sort of, you can call her sort of an unofficial member of the Rat Pack. Now, for those who are not familiar who the Rat Pack was, they were Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Joey Bishop, Peter Lawford. There was an unofficial member, a lady singer, by the name of Keeley Smith. Keeley Smith at one time was married to Louis Prima. Frank Sinatra would perform with her in Vegas at a number of the nightclubs in Vegas. She also was signed to the same record label as Frank in the 1950s. And then when Frank created and started Reprise Records, she went over to them as well. A few years ago, Keeley Smith put out an album called Keeley Sings Sinatra that she recorded with the Frankie Cap Orchestra. Fantastic album. We're going to have a little bit of Keeley, followed by old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra. But first, here's Keeley Smith and Without a Song.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, that road would never bend. When things go wrong,
this is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. and nationwide on 580. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 99.55 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Gentlemen, see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with
with me, baby. I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Frank Sinatra, Luck Be a Lady, from the album My Kind of Broadway. And before that, the one and only Keeley Smith with Without a Song, from the CD Keeley Sings Sinatra. You're listening to the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio. Once again, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. Let's now go in a little bit of a country mode, with a singer who's been performing now for more than, well, nearly 40 years, Charlie Pride. The song is called Is Anybody Going to San Antone?
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66, wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did, sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antone? Or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antone? Or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
Is anybody going to San Antone, Charlie Pride? Now, for those who are tuning into this show for the very first time or only started listening maybe a couple of months ago, you've written in saying the music is really all over the place, so many different styles. Well, the only thing I can say is that if I was Swedish, I would say this is a Swedish smorgasbord of music, because that's exactly what it is. I think that too many music programs today and radio stations are too heavily programmed. And if you're wondering how I program the music on this program, well, if I'm in a good mood, the music is uplifting. If I'm in a sad mood, the music is somewhat subdued. If I'm in an angry mood, the music is very hyper. I don't know how many other moods I can go through, especially on a family show, so I won't. But anyway, you get the general idea. And no, just because I'm in a sad mood does not mean I'm going to do a whole show of Leonard Cohen songs. That would be a little bit too depressing. So let's pick things up a little bit. Ray Conniff, with his friend Billy Butterfield from an album called Just Kidding Around and When I Grow Too Old to Dream. Ray Conniff and Billy Butterfield from the album Just Kidding Around, When I Get Too Old to Dream. I don't think anybody can get too old to dream. It's impossible. The only time that we can't dream is when we're gone. I mean, we can dream right until the very end. It's amazing, you know, when you're younger, people think about dreaming that they're going to get older, make a lot of money. And then when people get older, they wish they can be younger again. And then when you're in the middle, you don't know if you're coming or going. I don't know, actually. I don't know if I'm coming or going most of the time anyway. So my dreams, I can't really say. Really don't know. Anyway, we still have a little time before we end off. We're going to go to a request, actually, that we had. It's not just from one person. It's from a number of people who happen to be fans of Bert Klemfert. And a track from Bert Klemfert that you all wanted to hear was called Swinging Safari. Now, I don't know about you, but there's something in the back of my head. No, it's not a flea or a mosquito, but there is something in the back of my head right now that is saying, Keith, this was from a TV show. It was used for a TV show, I should say, in the United States. But I can't think for the life of me what it is. So if you're listening right now, you hear the melody, and you know what TV show it was used on, let me know, hs@pcjmedia.com. Here's Bert Klemfert. And with the Swinging Safari from Bert Clemford, we've come to the end of this edition of your program, Happy Station. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com and our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Now, if you're going to be online, I would suggest you check out our Facebook page. Look for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. There's also some very lively discussions taking place there. And I have to say once again, don't be afraid, don't be shy. If you want to add me as one of your friends, go right ahead. It's always nice meeting new people. You know, we've had listeners that I've befriended. And I have to say, we have, this show anyway, has the nicest bunch of listeners you can imagine. People from so many walks of life, scattered throughout the world. Somebody suggested it to me one time that, you know what would be a good idea? Is once a year, we have a big, big barbecue, and everyone can fly in from all around the world. That would be a good idea, except imagine the cost. I'm sorry, but we don't have the budget for that. But at least we can gather in one place on Facebook, so let's do that, okay? Anyway, I'm going to leave you right now. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, Johan Backer, who's leaving us for 2 months on vacation, this is Keith Parent wishing you well, hoping that we'll see you all again very soon. So until next time, friends, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.